The one on top is a good bit of exquisite hard evidence that proves that. This cup is telling us what actually went on, how homosexual activity was something which took place in high aristocratic circles. I think it's very interesting with this cup because it's actually physically made from the inside out, so it's beaten from the inside, and that's how you get the form on the outside. And that is almost what the Warren Cup is. It's a covert demonstration of what was actually going on in the real world outside.
Silver cups of this date are now exceptionally rare, as so many were melted down, and among the survivors, few in the world can match the virtuoso skill of the Warren Cup. To buy a cup like this, you would have had to be rich, for it would have cost you somewhere around 250 denarii, and for that money, you could have bought 25 large jars of the best wine, 2/3 of an acre of land, or even an unskilled slave like the one we see peering round the door. So this indulgent little dining piece places its owner firmly in the echelons of high society, in that very world that St. Paul was so eloquently condemning for its drunkenness and its fornication. We don't know for certain, but it's thought that the Warren Cup was found buried at Bitir, a town a few miles southwest of Jerusalem. How it got to this location is a mystery, but we can make a guess.